This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, Michael, I was right, obviously. The San Antonio Spurs did win Game 3. We'll get into that. Last night, there wasn't a lot of crazy distractions, so we'll discuss. Big 12, it's up to them to save the day, because I think they need to come together and boycott Texas Tech. We'll discuss all that. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, will join us later on in the program. We have a very special guest to start off the show, something that is near and dear to my heart and very special. So we'll get to that right now. Michael, the whole show starts
right now.
Oh, there you go. To the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. I was working out in the yard last night, Michael, and guess what wasn't on my body? A mosquito. So that was exciting for me. Good way to start the summer. They can't stop the sunburns and all that, apparently. But maybe that'll be a new feature. We got a lot of sports to get into today. We're going to be talking to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Excited for that. Nuggets stuff, off-season priorities. How likely is it that and Aaron Gordon or Jamal Murray gets traded? More on the Brendan Sorsby thing, the dude that gambled on his own team but basically sued the NCAA, and now he is playing again next year, so it's fun. But the Big 12 might be stepping in, along with other conferences that are saying, yeah, don't schedule Texas Tech. We'll see. I'll get into it. Joining me in the Aloe Fiber Studios, great friend of mine, Carmen Peake, the founder and president of the NoCo Autism Connection. Carmen, great to have you in studio.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Well, we've got, obviously, I want to talk a little bit about what you do. And we've got a fun event that I love. We did it last year the first time. Mm-hmm. It was the Autism Dads Night Out. And we did it at Peculiar Ales in Windsor. Mm-hmm. And it was so, you know, we had UNC head football coach Ed Lamb. Because we're all parents dealing with not the same things, but at least we're in the same community kind of thing when it comes to autism. Mm-hmm. And you have such a wonderful organization, and it's growing. You're doing an awesome job. But we actually met you because we were able to go to a movie theater with my child. Because of you, because of what you put on.
Yes, thank you. I love that you guys were able to do that. And I know it's super scary and hard to get out of the house and to try new things. And so, yeah, some of our events are our parents' first experience doing Santa photos, doing, you know, sensory-friendly hours at like a bouncy house place, or the movie theater events have been really successful too in the past. And so we're just happy that families get to experience those things because of our safe spaces that we're creating.
It was awesome because for us to go to a movie, that would mean my child is going to run up and down the stairs 400,000 times.
Mine too.
And then maybe watch 5 seconds of the movie, but really just absorb it, take it in as he's running. But what you created with this was essentially renting out a space, renting out a theater, and making it for autism parents and kids only for this opportunity. So when my kids running all over the place, not one parent turned their neck to be like, what's going on, man? I got to see what Moana's up to here. It was zero judgment.
Yeah.
And my wife and I, now we didn't finish the movie. We left a little bit earlier. Gavin was like, you know what? I got a good exercise in. I'm good. But we were very emotional when we were leaving.
Yes.
We're taking pictures of him in a movie theater.
Yes, and those are the successes that like look different for us, right? My son does the same thing. He walks the perimeter of the entire theater 100 times during the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
But no parents bat an eye because we're all there for the same reason and we all understand. And that's just that safe space that we need in order to try those things. And I actually remember chatting with Brittany before you guys even came, and she was asking for like pictures to show the expectations and stuff like that. So that is what we have to do as autism parents in order to even try something, but then to be able to celebrate those successes that look like maybe 15 minutes of an hour and a half long movie of running around the entire time. Guess what? That's a success for us. So that's so fun. I love to hear that.
It was very special to us. And then you and I started connecting through other various connections that we've made here through the station with some of our clientele. And then we started talking about working together on this dad's night out kind of thing. And then one of my great connections with UNC head football coach Ed Lamb has turned out to be a wonderful friend of mine. He has a child also on the spectrum. He and I connected early on in his coaching career here at UNC about that. And when I asked him to be involved with this, it was a no-brainer. And it was so much fun. And I think, you know, for the most part, guys weren't just sitting around, you know, going 100% in on their family dynamic. A lot of it was sports talk. A lot of it was that. And then, oh, by the way, here's what, we kind of go through some of this stuff too. It was a, I say, therapeutic kind of situation.
Just to be able to talk to other parents that are going through the same, it's a unique parenting experience, and the spectrum is so wide that we all do experience different things, but there is also those like similarities and like our experiences, like, oh, that also happened to me and I don't feel alone because I get to talk to another parent about why this is hard or why this was such a huge celebration when something like this happened. But just to have all these amazing autism dads be able to do something like this for our community is so amazing, and I cannot wait for our next one next week too.
The conversations, because I mean, you and I, we were sharing, you know, battle stories earlier before you jumped on. And so many of, you know, when we talk to parents that don't have children on the spectrum, they're asking the right questions, but they go into like, hey, I'm sure your kid's probably playing basketball right now. I'm sure he's like, and then you're like, but when you're at this event, none of those questions exist. They're more like, you know, oh, great, cool. I'll wait for you to tell me what's going on. So it was not that the people out in the world are wrong for getting into that, but being in a brewery in kind of this, this cutoff room where there's like zero expectations of what's going on with your child. It was, again, it was moving.
Yeah, because every parent's in a, and we, the thing that I like about our group is that there's a wide variety of ages. We have families that just got a diagnosis at 18 months old, and we have, you know, moms of 35-year-olds on the spectrum too that are just looking for that connection and looking to be part of a community of people that understand. And so then we're able to help each other too, right? I love meeting moms of teenagers because, you know, we're going to be there in 8 to 10 years, and so I want to learn more about what they have experienced and what they did that was successful. And so, yeah, just a foundation of understanding where everyone has different expectations than maybe people with typical children. It just looks different for us.
100%.
So there's just that comfort level always.
Well, I love, on your website, nocoautismconnection.org, you know, you look at one of the top lines there. You don't have to navigate this journey alone. Join us for connection, community, and belonging if you go to the coming up portion on your website. And that's perfect right there. I mean, there's just not a lot of those expectations for this event or these events. And you do so many great things. And you got the field day coming up, too. I mean, it's exciting.
Yeah, the field day is actually, it's our first time ever doing this. And it's one of our larger events, too. But it is, we actually started with safety. Like, where can we host all of our families in one space in a fenced-in area where our elopers are not going to, you know, our parents aren't going to be worried about that. And then an adaptive, inclusive field day was like the first thing we thought of because we want it to be, you know, not a lot of directions, not a lot of expectations, but all these kids on the spectrum that have different needs can enjoy it in their own way. And it's just like meet them where they're at. And so it's wander-friendly, it's elopement-proof, and it's all the important things that, you know, we value you as autism parents, and it's our first year doing it, so we're like super excited too.
It's amazing the things you look at when you're like, our kid, he'll definitely jump that fence and he'll be ready to rock and roll. He'll be in your house next, you know, going through your fridge. Those are always things we look at. Secure the perimeter, you know, like, all right, make sure we've got that all closed off.
My husband and I, our favorite thing to say is, you know, we are brave enough to go in a public outing if it, if we can be contained and entertained. So that is literally literally the baseline of everything we do, like the movie theater. Yes, there's only one door here in this theater, so they are contained and entertained, and that's what we have to think about
that
in order to go anywhere.
I might have to steal that one.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
same,
it's our phrase.
Same stuff. We're all, you look at all the doors. We did some swim therapy at a hotel in Windsor.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go into the pool, and I learned this the hard way. There's actually an exit in the pool area, so you can leave there. Of course, my kid, I'm thinking he's jumping in. Nope, he's out the door.
Yep.
And he's walking across the street.
Yep.
It's like I'm running out in a swimming suit, chasing this child down. And it was like in December or something like that. So that was a lot of fun.
I know.
Didn't get too far, fortunately.
Thankfully, yeah.
But it is amazing. And this is what you do, mm-hmm. you know? And I know this started with your own experiences, mm-hmm. and then you suddenly said, I want to learn more. I want to help people, even if it's just showing a real sense of community, because there's online, and we see that, but there's a difference being able to sit down with people that might go through similar or close to similar experiences.
Yeah, and that's honestly what we have created is what I was seeking for myself in need of support. And so when we got a diagnosis, both of my children are on the spectrum, and they both received a diagnosis within a year of each other. And so we were just like seeking that in-person support. You know, there were some virtual things. There were things that we could maybe drive a couple hours to get to. But here in Northern Colorado, there was not that in-person support for autism parents specifically. And what I wanted to do was like grab coffee with an autism mom that we could chat for an hour about what, you know, school district they're in and how that experience was, or, you know, my child elopes, what do we do about that?
Yeah.
And that wasn't there. And so I kind of just started with like the mom to mom support. And we started as a Facebook group of autism moms. And now we have over 900 moms just in that private Facebook group alone. So there was a need there. And then the organization, you know, followed that with all of our fun events that we get to do. But it was kind of what I needed, so.
Oh, and that's what so many people.
Yes.
We need that. Even just you and I, in the 15 minutes we spent talking in there, we're connected. We're like, oh, you go through that too?
Yes.
That's something you have to do. So, and you know, it doesn't fix anything necessarily, but it does at the same time. Because just knowing, okay, I'm not the only person. It's not me making it worse or whatever. This can happen with these families.
Yeah, and just the reducing isolation. Like, that is like our main goal always, whether it's reducing isolation for the mom, reducing isolation for the dad, or the individual on the spectrum too. Like, we actually, in the summertime, will do teens and adult on the spectrum events as well. And so just reducing isolation for every person in that family unit is our goal for everybody. So that's why the dads, you know, the dads event is a separate fun event, and the moms and the little kid events, like our sensory friendly hours, but then also for our teens and adults on the spectrum too. Overall, we are trying to reduce that isolation because it's very isolating for sure.
Yeah, coming up next Friday for us anyway, Autism Dads Night Out, Friday night, June 19th, 5:00 to 7:00 at Peculiar Ales. And this was, I mean, I shared some of those stories with you. And like I said, a lot of it was we're having a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about our stories. Man, there were some really good, intense conversations, not political or anything like that, mm-hmm. but just as far as what they were experiencing in their life.
The dad experience of our unique parenting experience with children on the spectrum.
Yeah.
It's like we all go through different things, but they are similar to where we can say, oh, wow, you did also go through this, and I'm not alone, and I'm not, you know, crazy for thinking this way and for feeling tired and all those things.
Well, you know, having, you know, Ed Lamb there too, I think there was something, you know, for dads, especially sports fans, there is something kind of powerful seeing a Division I head football coach say that I'm going through a lot of this stuff too. And they're thinking, how do you balance that? How are you able to coach? It is something that's really encouraging for a lot of these dads. What I loved was there was just one moment where almost every dad just kind of made a horseshoe around Ed. And they're just all ears talking football. How do you do it? And it was really cool.
Yeah, just to hear from an experienced dad that has an older kiddo, right? I mean, my kids are young, so I always like to hear from parents that have experienced a lot more than me. But yeah, it's always a good like learning experience. But then also just to like not feel totally alone. Oh, I have gone through that also, so I'm not the only one in the world going through this right now. You know,
I love it, and I'm honored to be a part of it. So I'm looking forward to next Friday. And if people want to get involved. Maybe specifically for Autism Dad's Night Out, just to come out there, or anything. Looking at your field day stuff, any new upcoming items is the best way to go about that. Check your website out.
Yes, check our website out. Our email is there, so you can always shoot us an email, and then we actually just... based on the situation, try to fit community partners in where we can, grandparents in where we can. We try to support, you know, siblings and the whole family unit. So all of our events kind of cover the whole family unit, but then also community partners coming to us, like, how can we partner? How can we support you guys? Our email is always the best way to do it, because then we can kind of see the need, see where we can fit people in to either benefit from some of our events or to support them, too. We have a lot of people that want to support. Like, how can we help make more of these, or how can we share these with our families that we also serve, just to kind of get the word out there as well. But yeah, shoot us an email. We have our field day coming up too, and we're also looking for community partners to join us on that day too.
NocoAutismConnection.org. And you know, I've ran into so many people just recently that are like, I want to get involved. You know, I want to work with, give me Carmen's information. I want to talk to her. And it's exciting, because the more people, I always used to hate, like, the word, like, spread awareness. But now, being a parent with this situation,
it's important.
It is important, because I have a nephew that's also on the spectrum. He is completely different than my child. And so I think it's important that we all recognize that just because that kid did it this way and it might be perceived as a real positive way, doesn't always mean that's going to work for every other child either.
Yes, and that's what we always say. Even moms that are coming into our group and like, what did you do for X, Y, or Z? We always say, like, it's not a one-size-fits-all. There are so many resources in Northern Colorado, and so many therapies and so many, you know, school programs that help, but it really, it depends on the kid. It's like every kid needs X, Y, Z in order to be successful, in order to gain those skills, but it's so different. Even for my two kids alone, like, they are both on the spectrum, but they need totally different things all the time, and we just have to meet them where they're at. And it's a learning experience. Like, we just learn over time, like, what their sensory needs are, what some of the things that may become aversive are for them, and it's just totally different even for my two children alone.
And you know, on the awareness side, we joked, but I remember, and I loved our pediatrician, and I told you this story, but I remember when we got the diagnosis, he looked us in the eye and said, you know, at the very worst, he's going to be awkward at cocktail parties. And I'm like, that so far has not been our story.
It's so different for every family. And you really don't know until, and some kiddos like get to a point, but then regress. And then some kids, you know, slowly but surely build those skills. And that's what we see. You know, my daughter is able to have all these communication skills now because of all these therapies. But for my son, it's like him tolerating things is a success. Like, he tolerates this. Oh my gosh, that's huge for us. This is amazing. So we just celebrate between the two of them all of those little successes, but it looks totally different for both of them.
Being able to tell those success stories too with people that kind of get it is also really powerful.
It is like the most heartwarming, rewarding thing to just see, even for me to be able to see two moms like share a resource. I've seen that in front of my own eyes, and this mom helps this mom by giving her the phone number or email of this thing that worked for their kid, and then you know, it's a solution for that family. It's like an answered, you know, question for them. And so that is one of the most rewarding things that I've been able to witness too.
I love Carmen, did I miss anything? I want to make sure we get all the information out today while you're here.
Yes. Another thing, speaking of awareness, we do actually also do an All About Autism training too. So I've had some businesses local here in Northern Colorado that were interested just to learn more. I mean, it's just kind of like a crash course to autism and what it looks like and what it means when you see these things in public. And so that's something too that we just started, and we're serving the community that way as well.
Well, I think that's important too, because businesses that want to get involved, there's certainly, it's not as easy as just putting on an event that they would put on for any other person. There's a lot of details that have to be looked at.
And there are some like deal breakers if they want it to be sensory friendly. Like, it has to be this, otherwise it's not truly sensory friendly. And so to find that stuff out, and I have worked with businesses on how to make it successful, and then families are able to come, and then word of mouth. I mean, autism families, we're scared. We probably won't try something unless we hear from another autism parent that it's amazing and it
100%.
Works.
100%. Oh, so, we were terrified to do the movie thing.
I know.
We were like, that's on the schedule. Like, okay, here we go. Here we go. Walking to the theater.
Up,
and then when you leave, but you provided such a wonderful environment that it worked out out for us.
Yeah. It just takes time, and it takes, you know, word of mouth, and it takes those, it does take extra time in, you know, learning what works for kids, and it does take that extra effort, but a lot of businesses that do our training do it, and then it's successful. Mm-hmm. Like, they are getting to serve, and then just to be able to see that as a business owner, that, like, these kids are enjoying my space, and it's working, that is super rewarding for sure.
And there's a lot of great people out there that, like I said, I'm running into more and more people that are like, I want to get involved.
Yes.
Maybe they have someone that's on the spectrum, or... maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah.
They just want to
learn more.
And they want to be involved. Mm-hmm. So you guys, it's awesome. I love what you're doing. And again, small part that I play, I'm honored
to be
a part
of it. I'm grateful to have you on our team. And our Autism Dad Night, I was a success last year. So I'm grateful to have you doing it again this summer.
It'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it next Friday. Carmen, thank you so much for coming in today. And, and seriously, for all that you do. Because, again, I know you have your own experiences, but you put that towards something that is helping a lot of people.
Thank you.
And so I just want to thank you for doing that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me, Brady.
All right. Sorry about the beard.
You know, that's okay.
They didn't play yesterday, so can't win if you don't play. We got six more.
Yes.
We'll get there. All right, Carmen, we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. 25 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. Coming up next, the Spurs get game 3, and we'll discuss it. It was a heck of a game, actually, but we'll talk about that coming up next. It's the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The summer months can be busy.
I'm busy!
Keep up with the latest in local news, sports, and weather on Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
I told you the Spurs were going to win, Mike, didn't I? Didn't I?
You did, and I did not believe you.
Well, if I were you, I'd listen to me.
What is your prediction this time?
Tonight, they're not going to play.
Oh, this time, not tonight.
Kicks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
Don't they play on Thursday?
Yeah. But picks are on Friday. So, what
do
you want?
So, you have no pick.
Well, not tonight.
Well, no, I'm talking about the Thursday game.
I don't know. Picks are on Friday, and that's the Thursday. So, that makes it complicated, obviously. But we'll throw something out. Spurs win.
I'll pick for you.
115 to 111. I think we were both wrong. I don't think the president being there think it really created any kind of unnecessary distraction.
I mean, some people were upset.
Okay, and some people were kind of okay with it. And that's not really, it's New York. It's basketball. I didn't know how he'd be received.
He was a New York native.
He's a New York native. Adam, and we'll talk what Adam Silver had to say about him. That'll be clip of the day. But Mike, did you get the clip I showed you of when they were playing the national anthem? And depends on the media outlet you search. Was this booing or cheering or somewhere in between? You tell me.
Whose brush stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
It's like Big Hub just said they booed loudly at him during the anthem.
Wasn't that loud?
I didn't hear it. It wasn't an overwhelming boo to me.
They may not have had the crowd mic on.
Maybe if you were there, you heard a different thing.
It sounded like, I'm sure there were a few cheers. It sounded like more boos than cheers.
Probably,
to me.
But it wasn't like, I saw Rachel Nichols said, "This is the loudest I've ever heard boos in my life at Madison Square Garden."
And no one ever booed in Madison Square Garden?
They booed. Ask Trae Young if they boo him. They boo there. That's what they do. I heard that, and I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on it, because it seriously depends on who you ask. Because there's one side that will tell you, no, there were plenty of cheers in there. There's another side that will tell you, oh, they booed. It was so aggressive.
I mean, it sounds like more boos than yays. But
not overwhelming? Not an overwhelming amount, maybe?
I'd say like six. Yeah. Most of the crowd was probably silent and annoyed that people were booing.
Yeah, because you're doing it during the national anthem. I don't care if they show the president up there or not. The freaking national anthem's going, and you're going to boo?
I mean, it's your voice box. No, you can do with it what you want, but yeah. I don't know. Distracts from the basketball game, which, by the way, you guys lost.
A phenomenal basketball game. And I thought Spike Lee was more of a distraction than President Donald Trump, because he's like out on the floor yelling at a referee. Like he's the coach or something. So if we want
like
to talk
always
about
does.
Distract, yeah, but he was like four steps out onto the floor. If I'm the get the hell out, man. You cannot be on the floor.
Well, then you can't kick him out 'cause he's Spike Lee.
A fan just got suspended for life for running out on the floor to try to get a selfie with Wimby. As a fan on courtside, you can stand up. You do not take a step forward.
Yeah, but
you ever
remember,
see
this is New York. And New York and L.A. are different because they have people who are better than us.
Did you ever see Curb Your Enthusiasm when Larry David tripped Shaq? Did you ever see that episode?
I did not.
He's sitting courtside and Larry David's just got his feet out, resting his feet. And Shaq's running down the floor and trips over Larry David and breaks his ankle. And he's out for the season. It's a great, great episode. But that's where I'm like, dude, if you sit courtside, you can stand up from your seat to cheer, boo, whatever. But you do not step forward. You cannot step out on the floor.
I remember.
You damn sure don't get in the refs. You don't get close to the ref.
I mean, they do take this stuff seriously. I remember hearing about this at a basketball game where the former mayor of Greeley was allegedly kicked out for walking onto the court.
You don't walk on the court, Mike.
I'm not going to say which former mayor of Greeley.
I'm not going to ask. But you
it's
just
like
don't
that,
do it.
That guy's a powerful dude in the city of Greeley. He's still getting yanked off the
court. Did you hear, speaking of that fan that ran out of the court to get Wimby's, to get the selfie, did you hear about Buffalo Wild Wings? They seriously tweeted out that if we can locate this guy, he can come in and watch all the playoff games. Food's on us. That is a stupid move. So you're rewarding someone for doing something illegal.
Yeah, it's not exactly.
It's trespassing.
It's not exactly malice at the palace. But that kind of fan interaction. I mean, in the NFL, they won't even show fans running out on the field unless something really cool happens.
I don't think they showed it until like you saw it later on social media. But that was so stupid. Faith saying, what's sad is that it was a great anthem and it got overshadowed. I couldn't really tell if it was an insane amount of booing. Yeah, from what I heard, I didn't hear, oh, these were the loudest boos I've ever heard in my life.
And the crowd might could have been off. And yes, when I got that clip, fantastic voice. It's unfortunate because
Well, County Swami texting him, it wasn't alleged, Michael. He got thrown out of the game for doing what Spike Lee was doing.
Okay, yeah. I had only heard from the play-by-play guy at the time.
The guy that ran out and gets selfie? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I thought he was talking about the mayor.
Oh, okay, the mayor. Yeah, okay, sorry. I trailed off a little bit. I was thinking of something else. Yeah, you can't, like, for Spike Lee to get out on the floor and yell at a referee like that, you can yell at a ref from your seat. But you can't take four steps onto the court and put your hands up in the air and start screaming.
I don't know if the NBA referees have the power, but I do know referees in high school, if someone's just yelling at them too much, they'll either tee them up. Or I heard one referee actually say, I almost kicked a parent out.
Yeah, good for you. I think that this was actually really exciting last night, though. Honestly, I said this yesterday. This is good for the NBA to have the Knicks get this much hype. And, I mean, you got all the celebrities there, which I don't care about that much. You had M. Night Shyamalan, right? Him.
I figured he'd go to a
Ben Stiller.
76ers game.
M. Night Shyamalan?
Well, yeah,
I think he's butchering. It's not M. Night Shyamalan. It's Shamels or something. Faith, help me out. You said it last time, and I screwed it up. Little skinny white dude. Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he's Timothée Chalamet and M. Night Shyamalan are two different people.
I gather that, but their names sound very similar. So I'm old now, Mike. I'm almost 40. I don't know names of people anymore. I just say, hey, it's the guy from The Thing.
Couple more days until your 40s.
No, I made a deal. So no, made a deal.
Oh, you're doing that thing where I'm like, I don't want to be 40.
I made a deal. I don't want to be like you. Is that what happens after 40? Yeah, I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, I am falling apart.
I'm joking. You look nice. Faith, Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, Timothée Chalamet.
I don't know what he's in.
He's in Dune. He's in some ping pong movie. He was.
Faith says, I'm now going to call him M. Night Shyamalan. I said it last night to my wife. I said, oh, it's M. Night Shyamalan. She goes, what? I said, no, he was. She didn't know who he was either. And I said, he's in a movie with Spider-Man's girlfriend. My wife's like, are we seriously those people now where we can't even say the names of people? Because he was in Dune, right? With Spider-Man's girlfriend.
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's Spider-Man's girlfriend's love interest.
I don't even know Spider-Man's name, and I don't know love interest's name. So I need to get better at that.
But the question is, which Spider-Man?
Big Hub says Trump's distraction was him sleeping, LOL. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, if his sleeping is the biggest thing we want to talk about, I still think like what Spike Lee did is ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a difference between being booed because you're in the
against,
booth. He's in a booth.
Yeah, he was in a
he's
booth.
He's not on the side of the floor.
Yeah, he's in a booth, right? Faith says he was also in Marty Supreme.
Yeah, that's the ping pong
up,
movie.
And I thought it was not all that. I just saw him in Hostels with Christian Bale. He plays a Frenchman. M. Night Shyamalan. Timothée Mozgov.
Timothée Chalamet Ding Dong.
Yeah, he was in Hostels and he was all right. And that's all I remember seeing him in anything. I think that's it. Wasn't he Willy Wonka?
He was, yeah. And he was upset that he did not win.
Big Hub, Tom Holland and Zendaya. There we go.
I think they're actually married in real life, Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Oh, so they're not just boyfriend and girlfriend.
They might be married. I'm not sure.
I don't know, but this is why we need Big Hub. This is why we need people here that are not idiots. Because I couldn't tell. I'm seriously like, I just describe if whatever movie I saw them last, I just say the name of the movie. And that's it. Unless your name's Brad Pitt, I don't know. Or Denzel Washington.
Greatest actor of all time.
He's a good actor, but he's the same character in every role.
Aren't we watching his movie this week?
Right, we are going to watch Remember the Titans this week, but you did not get off the hook for Little Giants. You did not, because Derbs is passionate about this. He was really upset yesterday. So you're not off the hook. You got to do him a solid. You got to watch Little Giants.
Yeah, but that's $4.
I'll give you $4. Can we start a movie fund for Michael? Can we raise $4 today? It's an important cause. It's Michael and Brady review movies during the summer because there's not as many sports going, not as much sports going on Northern Colorado's voice segment. So can we raise $4? Faith, I'm the queen at giving people new names, so I'm on board, Brady. I think they just got married. Well, County Swami, Timothée Mozgov just made me laugh out loud. Big Hub, I'm a Spider-Man nerd, so I don't know if you'd want me there with Michael. Yeah, we cannot feed the beast. Big Hub, we do not feed the nerd beast. That is for sure. We try to stay away from doing that.
Feed him.
No.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Stop. Faith says, I will drive over right now and bring him $4. We just did it. We just raised $4. Can we get Susan to share? We just did it, guys. Faith got us there. Emotional. I'm not going to cry. That's the power of radio. You know, we want to do something special. We want to make sure Michael can sit down on his butt and watch a sports movie that has no real meaning for any of us in the real world.
How dare you?
But we just did it. We just did it. I'm proud of us.
That is one of the great. That's the second greatest sports movie out there.
Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
No.
Right behind Rudy.
Mm-mm.
Rudy.
I don't think so. We just raised $4, Mike. Because you're too cheap to spend $4. $3.99 on a movie.
plus taxes.
So $4.
Unless they include taxes.
I think they include it. I have no idea. I don't know. It's just $4, man. I will get Faith. Don't even bring four. I'm already gonna, of my own money, I will throw in $1.
Faith, I encourage you to also come in and give me money.
We have a coin jar out there that got stolen last week, but was recovered.
We stole it.
Turns out the owner of the company here, the owner of the radio station, stole the jar of coins we've all been putting in. Out in the middle of the hallway, which is actually a public area. I don't know why we put it there, but
yeah,
it was
I was
a test.
Wondering, at some point, is someone going to take this home?
It was a test. And so far, most people passed the test, except for the owner of the station. And he stole it. But it's back out there now. I threw a fake quarter in there the other day. I just want to see.
Oh, is it Canadian?
No, it was a little plastic quarter my kid had. And it was, for some reason, in my cup holder. So anytime I have change, I just grab it and put it in the jar. Well, that was a fake quarter, and I just threw it in there.
Can I put my hundreds of pennies that no one will take?
Yes. You can put those in there. We're trying to fill the jar.
I'm starting to wonder, with all these pennies that I have that I was going to, you know, spend for my niece and nephew for birthday presents.
Okay.
I never did. So, like, now that they're not making the penny anymore and nobody wants the penny, like, what do I do with them? Do I make an art project?
No. He said, Chris, have no clue about Spider-Man stuff. I will bring $1.50. Dude, we're doing it, guys.
It's $3.50.
We are doing it right now. Faith says, send me his Venmo. You don't have.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, of course. Faith, it's going to have to be. It's going to have to be like an actual dollar bill.
Yeah, it's going to have to be paper fiat.
I'm going to write you an IOU. So we've got $1.50 pledged by Eastside Chris. Faith is pledging $4. So now we're trying to get more movies for you to watch. So we're at $5.50. I will throw in $2. So we're getting dangerously close to being able to have two movies. Tanner's got some money there. He is throwing it into the pot. We are, guys, this is,
Tanner,
look at that.
Deutsche Marks don't count as money.
You're just getting him. Did you just give him $4? He just gave you $4. We have done it, guys. We are making this happen. Faith, now we got to get him on X and Venmo. Yeah, you got to get on X, Mike. You got to do that. Eastside Chris, whoa, Brady. The dude who pays you takes the coin jar? Good luck with your next paycheck. Apparently it was a joke. He thought it belonged to Tanner, so he took it and hid it from Tanner, and Tanner was spot on this. He suggested it was Damon, the owner. And none of us believed him. I thought you had a sneaky suspicion it was you.
No, it's because I put a note in there one day.
You did?
And someone read that note, and it was funny.
We're raising money. Yay, Little Giants this week. Micah has been paid. You've been paid! So we are doing Little Giants this week.
Yeah, but the cost has gone up.
Everything that you choose to be is something I don't like. 44
I'm sorry, Brady.
Minutes
it's,
after
I'm
the
getting
hour.
Taxed on this.
Let's take a quick
break. I
have break.
To report it to the IRS.
Oh, my. Stop. Just eat one less slice of pizza this week, and you'll recover your money. You'll recover your money.
By the
and
way, you don't have to report it to the IRS.
And probably your waistline. 44 minutes after the hour, whatever you just said was boring, so let's take a break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Oh, that's right. Faith was accused of stealing the coins, too.
I didn't accuse Faith.
She was a suspect. Because she was here around the time that the jar was gone. She says, I'm glad my name was cleared from the coin heist of 2026.
You were never really a suspect. You were like one of those people that they bring in
just
who vaguely looks
more,
like the suspect.
Just
you're like the lineup
more,
person.
Add more suspects so it's not so obvious who the real person is.
Yeah, we don't want them talking to a lawyer because we want to prosecute them like immediately.
Why do you gotta make everything boring when I say stuff? Like, I'm having fun and then you make it boring. Like, why?
I'm like Debbie Downer.
Yeah. You kind of are. You are. Last night's game, all things considered, was actually a really fun game. And Victor Wembanyama and Stephon Castle broke a little bit of a record. I don't know where they find these records, but the first time in finals history that two players under the age of 22 scored 20-plus points. Okay, it's a cool stat, but who finds that?
Nerds.
And how do you find it so quickly?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think there are people out there, like there are statisticians out there who are Google searching. Last time this has happened,
and
this
has happened. Do you think they use AI or something, or StatMuse or something like that, maybe?
They say AI is basically taking over the internet now. There are more AI searches than human being searches. So it's possible that it's AI.
Could have been. Could have been.
Is that boring?
I actually thought, no, it was all right. I thought De'Aaron Fox was actually really good. He was 0 for 5 from the 3-point line, 4 of 14, but it was his distribution and just kind of moving the ball around in that fourth quarter that I thought was a big, and he made a, you know, Castle made a big three. There were just timely shots in this game for the Spurs, and they make the series interesting at least. Now down to just 2-1. Second game will be Thursday, I believe, in New York. So, or is it tomorrow? Is it tomorrow? I know you're going to break. I know you're going to break. But
wait, is today Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's tomorrow at 6:30. Today's Tuesday. And we are the whole show.
The summer months can be busy. Keep up with the latest in local news, sports, and weather on Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, you think Mark Johnson's going to have anything to say about this Brendan Sorsby thing, Michael?
I don't think he'll have anything to say. I think he'll have something to rant about, possibly yell about.
I think he's going to be fired up. Mark's going to be fired up like a raging bison coming up in the second hour of the show. That's what the Buffaloes are, really, Mike, is bison.
I thought it was raging bull.
No, Mark Johnson will join us. Coming up, we got top stories of the day. Also, is it priority obvious, number one, that the Nuggets try to retain Peyton Watson? It comes with a price, pretty hefty one, probably, in more than one way. Top stories of the day coming your way. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.